Last summer, my granddaughter attended Eagle Lake, the Navigator's youth camp, tucked away at 9,000 feet in the Colorado Rockies. As soon as the camp ended, she hurried off for a week at another camp for girls her age. "Which did you like the best?" I asked. "Oh, Grandpa, I liked the girls' camp at Eagle Lake way the best." "Why?" I asked. "Was the food better?" "No, that wasn't it." So I continued to ask why. "Well, were the counselors better?" "No." "Well, was it because the housing was better or the Bible times were better?" "No, that wasn't it." The reason she liked Eagle Lake Girls Camp the best was because she knew exactly what was expected of her. The rules were spelled out and enforced. Nothing confusing about it. She knew exactly what was right and what was wrong. You know, the subject of financial giving can be that way. We often receive so many different ideas about giving from so many different people. It's easy to get confused. Sort of like playing a game of football and not knowing for sure where the goal line is or where the out-of-bounds markers are located. The Apostle Paul realized all this and was careful to spell out a few basic principles about financial giving for us to follow. And one of the best passages to study is 2 Corinthians chapter 9. First of all, Paul tells us our giving should be bountiful, and then tells us why. In verse 6 he says, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully." That's clear. Any farmer would understand that. You reap what you sow. Secondly, he says our giving should be purposeful, deliberate. We should plan ahead. Giving should be done thoughtfully. Thirdly, our giving should be done freely. Both the idea of giving thoughtfully and freely arise from verse 7, which says, "Let each one give just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." And there you have it. Simple instructions to guide us in a most important aspect of our daily walk of discipleship. We should give bountifully, deliberately, freely, and cheerfully. The result? "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you may be fully supplied." For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.